This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, March 31st. God's word for you today is your shine. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 5, verse 16, which says, "So don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others, so that your commendable works will shine as light upon them, and then they will give their praise to your Father in heaven." God's word is clear. Do not hide your light. That will be humility. We are to let it shine. How? Brightly for others, so that our commendable works will shine as light, and then they will give praise to God. In your sphere of influence, when they are looking for the most diligent worker, there should not be two people that cross their minds. It should be you. When they are looking for the most competent person in the team, they should not be checking. It should just be you. Let it be said about you that there is no one else as competent as him, as her. This is what gives God glory. In character, stand tall. In good works, stand tall as a reference point, a lighthouse. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others." This scripture drills things down to how personal it is, and God wants it. The truth is that most times we are comfortable with letting other people's light shine. We are comfortable with letting our father's light shine or our brother's light shine. And it is okay to prefer one another, as the scripture says. Sometimes we are comfortable letting our spouse's light shine. You may not fulfill your destiny, but as long as your spouse fulfills his or her destiny, you are fine. Some people think this way erroneously. God says, "No, let your own light shine. You are unique. You are different." The story is told of a certain young man who was trying to toast a girl. However, all he was saying was, "My brother has this car. My brother works in XYZ place. If you meet my brother, he is so athletic and so intelligent." And the girl said, "I want to meet your brother. Let your light shine. You are different. You are unique. You have a unique contribution to this world." And God is saying, "Bring it on. Bring on your uniqueness. Let your light shine." Someone said that the only thing we all have in common is our difference. The light of the sun is different from the light of the moon. The light of the moon is different from the light of the stars. Even the stars vary in glory. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 41 says, "Even among the heavenly bodies, there is a different level of brilliance. The sun shines differently than the moon differently than the stars, and the stars themselves differ in their brightness. The glory of one star is different from the glory of another star. Everyone has a brightness. Do not try to shine like another star. You are a different star. Shine like you. No star is better than the other, but one glory is different from the other." Parents need to get this. You should love your children equally, but you should respect that the glory of one child is different from the other. Do not try to put your children on the same glory level. One of them will break out, and when that child breaks out, do not try to push the others forward. No, each child has his or her own glory. He or she will fulfill his or her destiny. Let us pray. Lord, I ask for the grace to let my own light shine, and the grace to appreciate and discern the glory of the people around me, and let them shine bright. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.